Hey, girl, hey.
What's up, baby? How you doing?
I'm wonderful. How you doing?
I'm living the dream.
Hell yeah, you are.
Hanging out with my best friend.
Best friend in the best friend shed. Ed. Ood, 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 ood. Ed in the shed.
Boom.
That's what happens every time you walk through the shed door.
Yeah.
That song just plays.
Mm-hmm. In your head. My head, all of our heads.
In only your head.
Sometimes I think things like, we should.
Clean.
Sweep? I don't know.
Yeah, vacuum. Something.
Something
better happen in here.
Yeah, it's not too bad though.
Nah, it's fine.
It's not as bad
We're
as it once
fine.
Was. Everything's fine.
God damn!
Lee is so excited right now because the Aztecs won.
Oh, did
in
they?
In men's basketball. If anybody out there cares about college basketball in the U.S.
Oh, yeah. I know I do.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, man, we better finish this.
So we can watch the game.
So I can go home. I'm sad he told me who won. Now I can't watch it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Spoiler alert. Oh, my God. But he was telling me right now, because we just recorded the Patreon, and I ran to the restroom real quick, and he's like, I accidentally got drunk. He said he was so nervous, he was just, like, pounding the old fashions. He looks drunk. I'm Aww. Like, good for you. I'm jealous.
Pounding the old fashions.
Now he says he's going to Houston. Oh. I guess that's where they play next. Okay. And I was like, hey, go hang
Did
out there
say
and say
we? Like, we're going to Houston?
No, I wish.
No. I meant, like, you know,
oh,
him
yeah,
and
yeah,
the
yeah,
team.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah,
yeah,
we're going to Houston.
Like, he's part of the team.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
He is the only reason they won.
Honestly.
Because of all his, like, you know.
Juju?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All his, what's it called? Like, your traditions?
Yeah, superstitions.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. I was like, the fucking traditions that nobody wants.
Does he wear the outfit?
No. No, he actually really doesn't have any. Other than, like, just don't fucking talk to him when it's that. He gets so into it. Which, to be fair, I used to be really into it, too. And I can't watch it, like, right before bed or anything because I'll get sucked in. And then it's, like, emotionally exhausting and draining.
Yeah. I had never once been emotionally invested in a sports
Me
team.
Either, but I do, except for basketball.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, maybe, like, when I was on it. But even then, I was like, can we get ice cream now?
I don't really fucking care that we lost.
When are we going?
Yeah, mine, well, because we have season tickets.
Yeah.
So most of it is just like, hell yeah, I get to drink.
Yeah.
Like, all the time.
Fucking hot dogs down the gullet.
Yeah, exactly. It's all the food and the drinking and, like, watching all the weird shit happening. And then I started to be like, wow, I actually really like basketball. This is kind of good. And that's bullshit and whatever. And getting all excited and knowing the players. And then I fucking had kids. And now I'm like, I don't fucking know what's going on.
Yeah.
Because every time you take a kid to the game, especially if you're the chick.
Yeah.
You're just on kid duty.
Yeah. You got to go to the fucking bathroom.
800 times. And now I want a pretzel.
Line.
And now I need water. And
yeah.
now I want this. And
Too
now I'm bored.
Things.
And now can we walk out there?
No.
And I'm like, first of all, it took us 500 years to walk here and I had to carry you.
Yeah.
So that sucked.
So no.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just want to enjoy the game also with my beer that you kicked.
Yeah.
Over
right
on the ground.
Right off the bat, not having a great time. No.
Yeah. And
I'd
then the dad is just totally ignoring everything because they're invested and you fall into your role. Anyway, how's your life? What's your goddamn, Erin?
Well, let me tell you about my goddamn. So, this morning, well, first, baby girl is potty trained, but also occasionally she'll wake up in the middle of the night and be like, I have to go potty. We put her in a pull-up because we're not monsters. She's three.
Yeah.
But also, and I'm like, pee in your pull-up. But
yeah, I don't want to get up.
She won't, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's
so
good.
She'll scream. And, well, she will sometimes, like if she's asleep or whatever. But if she's screaming, and I also don't want to discourage it, so I was like, whatever. So, middle of the night, I got up, I went fucking, took her to the bathroom or whatever, and then got back in bed. And then at like 6 o'clock, I heard Hankabutts, my fucking 70-pound lap dog, who's usually sleeping in our bed now. Like, he has graduated to sleeping in our bed, not
Aww.
In a crate, whatever, right?
Yeah.
I heard him barking on her...
Uh-oh, monitor?
Yeah, her monitor thing. And I was like, that's weird, because how did he get in there, right?
Yeah, like, why is he not in bed with me?
Yeah, why is he not in bed? And I felt around, because I was like, that sounds like his bark, but, like,
Where
it
is
didn't
he?
Sound like it was coming from the monitor. It sounded kind of farther away from the monitor, so
oh.
I was like, is he outside?
Oh.
And, like, I can hear it through her window.
Yeah.
Because that's on the other side of the house, too. So I couldn't hear that shit anywhere.
Maybe a mansion.
Yes. And I woke up Brandon, and I was like, yo, I took her potty.
It's your
like,
turn.
Middle of the night. Now you got to go deal with fucking Hank, right? Like, you figure it out. I don't know where he is. Is that him barking? Figure it out.
Yeah.
So then he was like,
you filled him in.
yeah, exactly. And he was like, I'm tired. And I was like, that sucks. Good night, right? And so then I tried to, like, go back to sleep. He gets up. He goes looking for Hank. He goes in her room. Not in there. He goes outside, like, to the dog area. Not out there.
Uh-oh.
Can't find him. He's gone. So then Brandon opens the garage door.
Uh-uh.
And Hank was in there.
In the garage?
Yeah. So sometimes the garage door doesn't, like, click closed all the way. And so I'm guessing he pushed it open. Here's the thing.
Okay.
In our garage right now, we have, like, a normal garage. And then there's another door that goes to what we call a workshop, which is essentially just like if you were to build a deck inside your house. And that's where you keep your tools, right?
Yeah.
And then if you just go past the deck a little bit, it's under my house.
It's like a creepy crawly space.
But it's not even a crawl space. You can walk in it. Like, it's just unfinished. It's dirt floors. There's boulders. There's...
Yeah. It's under your house.
It's under my house. It's not... There's no foundation, whatever. It's the underside. It's beneath my house.
Yeah.
And that is not fenced off or anything. Like, you can just walk to it, right? From this quote-unquote workshop.
Yeah.
And under our house, a fucking natural spring has popped up, right?
Oh, dear God. That doesn't sound good.
No, it's probably bad because it rains a lot.
It's been raining a ton.
And so for whatever reason, when it rains, then it pops up under our house. Under our house starts, like, pouring, and then it'll fill up in this one little spot by the workshop right at the door to the quote-unquote workshop.
Jesus Christ, Aaron. This sounds so bad.
I know.
As a homeowner, I'm like,
That's a problem.
Yeah.
So then Brandon put a sump in, and, like, it's not fucking fully installed yet, but he got it in there to where we can pump the water out into the outside, right?
Oh, nice.
We're getting it figured out, right?
Yeah,
but because of that, the workshop door is always open because Brandon's been going down there and been, like, pumping out the water, right?
Yeah.
And workshop door open. So Hank was in the garage.
Yeah.
Hank has access to under the fucking house.
Oh, my God. Was he covered in mud?
He was covered in mud. He was fucking covered in mud. He was like, what is that, a natural spring water? I'm going to take a bath. He belly crawled through that bitch. Like, it
really
was
rolled around.
Nobody's problem. He was...
Did you just leave him down there for the rest of the night?
No.
Why not?
Because Brandon opened the garage, had a split second of, well, thank God he's alive, to like, I found him, right? And then Hank ran upstairs.
Oh, no.
Mud everywhere. And Brandon starts
screaming. Did he jump on the bed?
He didn't jump on the bed.
Fucking Chip does that instantly. And I'm like, no.
He was coming. He was going for it. I was in the bed, and I hear Brandon downstairs screaming, Hank, fuck, no.
Oh,
fuck,
no. Oh,
fuck.
No.
And I wake up to that, and I was like, oh, what's wrong? Shit. Like, he has a skunk in his mouth, right? Like, the worst. Yeah. The worst thing
Brandon
that could happen.
Needs help.
Yeah. Like, something bad is happening. He either got sprayed by a skunk and now it's coming in our house. He brought the skunk into our house. Like, he's holding a baby and it's not ours. Like, something.
The possibilities are endless.
My mind is racing. And I finally, like, I'm out of bed now. Like, I fucking bolt out of bed. I grab onto Hank because Brandon's like, come here. Like, blah, blah, blah. Trying to get him. Not doing anything. Just standing at the bottom of, like, by the garage yelling, like, don't do that.
Yeah.
And I grab onto Hank and I was like, I've got him.
Yeah.
Like, what's the problem?
Stop right? yelling.
Yeah. And, because it's fucking 6 a.m. The kids are both still asleep.
Yeah, don't wake
up. So then Brandon comes upstairs, and there he explains the mud situation, and I was like, oh, fuck, now I see it. And I look around. There's fucking mud. Girl.
Oh, no.
Girl.
Oh, no.
Our house is a fucking racetrack, right? He went the whole perimeter around the fucking house, I don't know, 6, 7, 9 times, and then around the dining room table, around the fucking couch, around fucking everything. There are tiny little fucking money footprints. He has 4 of them, and it wasn't like, ooh, a little bit of mud, and you step 4 times, and I've wiped it off on your carpet. It was like, this bitch is soaked. It was like a marker just fucking stamping through the entire.
Oh, no, it's 6 a.m.
It's 6 a.m. Mm-mm. And then I have him now. And so I pull him onto, like, the entryway area because it's wood. And so I was like, that seems easier to clean than my carpet, right?
Sure.
So I'm holding on to him. And I'm like, fuck, what do I do, right? Like,
I just woke up.
I just woke up. And also, I can't lift him. What am I going to do? Like, I need a towel or something. I forgot to preface this with, he's been real agitated, and he got out of bed because our smoke detector's battery was going off.
Oh.
It was like, beep, beep.
Do you guys just sleep through that shit?
Well, it's on the other side of the house.
You fucking psycho.
It's on the other side of the house.
I see this shit. No, you're a psycho. I see this shit on TikTok all the time. People will be like, anyway,
No. No.
How do you live your life like that?
I see it on TikTok, and during the day, it doesn't do it. It didn't do it. It did it last night and the night before, but it doesn't do it in the day.
You hear it once, and you change the battery.
You hear it once, and you go to work. You're fucking busy. I'm doing shit. I'm going to work.
That's true.
I don't have time for that right now. I'll deal with it when I get home, and it's beeping. But it's not beeping when it comes
home. Or like me, you just take it down, and then you just don't have a fire alarm for a while.
Yeah, dangerous. Yeah. And also can't reach it. Would need to get a chair or a ladder.
That's true.
Not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I just go to work. And then when I came home, it wasn't beeping anymore, so I didn't do anything about it. And then in the middle of the night, it fucking started beeping
and
again.
And he was like,
That's when Hank was like, can't have that. This fucking dog. He's a German short-haired pointer. He's supposed to be like a hunting dog, right?
Yeah.
You're supposed to take him with you to go fucking shoot guns and, I don't know, pew-pew beers and shit.
Yeah.
This dog, it's a beep. It's a beep. And he's shaking.
Dogs do not like that beep.
He's like a chihuahua.
Yeah.
He's shaking.
Yeah.
He's shivering.
Yeah.
And I'm holding him in this landing, and then it's like, beep. And I was like, oh, that was the problem. And then he's like, and I was like, okay, so I'm holding on to him. I got him. I got him at the landing. And then Brandon was like, I'm fucking done. He's pissed, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm fucking done. This fucking dog. And he's yelling and whatever. And I was like, yeah, man, I get it. Like,
I'm done too. Help. Get a towel.
Totally understand. But can you grab me a towel? And he stormed off to the bedroom, and I was like, he's probably getting a towel. So I, like, waited. And then he's stepping on my fucking feet, too. So there's mud all over my feet. There's mud everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And Brandon never came back.
Stop it right now.
And I was like, hello? Like, what the fuck? And I don't want to yell because my kid's door is right there.
Yeah.
And he's still asleep.
Yeah.
And so I'm like,
babe.
And he's back in bed. Like,
stop.
Done. Yeah. He's
stop.
Back in bed.
Stop it.
Yeah. And so I was like, babe. And he's like, what? And I was like, I need a fucking towel.
Oh.
And then he came out of the room all the way to me, nothing in his hands. And he's like, what do you need? I'm so fucking done. And I was like, I just need a fucking towel. Like, I get it. I get that you're done. I get that you don't want to be here. I don't want
to
be here either. However, I'm awake now.
Yeah.
And I need a fucking towel. Unless you're going to carry this dog, fucking fireman carry him with his muddy ass belly over to the shower or something.
Also, right now, this is your fault.
Honestly.
And I'm here helping you.
You're welcome.
Because I did the bathroom. I did the potty break.
Yeah.
So this technically your shift.
And I also close the gate when I go down to let them out
so
of the yard.
So that doesn't happen.
So that if they do get mud, it's just on those stairs.
Yeah.
And, like, that's not terrible, right?
Yeah.
But I
digress.
Contained. Just saying how great I am.
See? It's his shift.
It is.
You're doing
him
a favor at this point.
I was. But he did not see it that way. And he's like, oh, I'm so fucking done, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I get it. Bring me a fucking towel.
Yeah, and bitch, and bring a towel.
He said something along the lines of, I just woke up. My brain is not working. Like, I don't understand. And I was like, I just need a fucking towel.
My brain isn't working.
I'm sorry you're having a dilemma right now, but, like,
towel.
Either that or I'm going to stand here until you wake up. Like, what do you mean? Get me a fucking towel. And so he goes and he gets a towel and I fucking wipe off his paws and whatever. And then I bring him into the shower and he takes a shower with me. Second day in a row he's taking a shower with me.
Oh,
because
my God.
He likes to be in the shower. He bust into the shower.
Oh, does he? That's kind of cute.
No. If the fucking smoke alarm is going off, then he's like, I need to hide in the shower. I think that's the bomb shelter. And he bust in and I'm like, I fucking guess. Like,
does he just sit there and shake under
he
the shower?
He literally does. He just sits there and he shakes behind me. And I'm like, all right. So then I give him a bath too because I'm like, well, you're in here. You're just going to smell like wet dog. So I guess I'll make you smell like good wet dog, right?
Question.
Answer.
Do you know what my question is going to be?
No.
Did you change a battery in your fire alarm?
No, it's probably going to go off again tonight.
You idiot! You just defended yourself to me.
And also, it wasn't going off the whole time I was home. I got off work early today, and I was home the whole time.
Okay, but you remembered that this morning existed.
Oh, I did.
And you saved it for your goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't even give that shit as a honey-do list to Brandon? Like, hey, man, make sure you change that shit
tonight.
It's
been on his honey-do list, but that doesn't mean shit.
Oh.
Because he woke up wrong. So...
Oh my God. I swear to fucking God, if I go to your house and I hear that goddamn beep, I am changing it for you.
I would love that.
Psycho. Who does that?
I don't normally live like that. It goes off in the middle of the fucking night and then it stops at like when people would wake up. And so then nobody fucking hears it until it's midnight again. Anyway, so give the dog a fucking bath, right? And then I'm doing things in the morning. Brandon is asleep still.
He went back to bed.
He went back to bed. And
damn, you took his shift.
Till fall, I fucking did. And he'll fall asleep too. Like, he's done, right?
Yeah.
And so he finally gets up, whatever. I'm in the kitchen and he walks in for something, whatever. And there's like a little bit of mud in the kitchen. And I was like, that's weird, because it wasn't the same kind of mud.
Uh-oh.
It was like a dried chunk of mud.
Is that poop?
It wasn't poop.
Okay.
It was definitely mud. But I was like, that's weird, whatever, right? And then I'm getting fucking snacks ready, getting the kids their breakfast done and whatever. And then Brandon was over there. He had put on his shoes, whatever. He's walking around. And then I noticed this motherfucker is walking in fucking circles, and he's tracking mud all the way through the fucking kitchen. And he looks down and he's like, oh, is it coming from me?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I guess it is. And I'm just like, are you fucking serious right now? Like, the dog put fucking laps on the carpet and he is over here just stomping his fucking waffle Vans out in my kitchen.
No.
And I'm like, how do you not know?
You know?
Like, how do you not? You can feel it. Your shoe's heavier.
Yeah. Like it feels like you stepped in gum or something.
And you walked through mud and then you were like,
I'm
going to
wear these
fine.
In the house.
I'm going to bring these inside.
Like, you feel that on your body.
Yeah.
It's like when your hands are wet.
Yeah.
You know?
And he was just like crazy. Kept walking around. Dude, just, that's it.
Oh, my God.
I swept today when I got home.
You slept?
No, I swept.
Oh, I thought you said slept. I'm like, I bet you are tired.
I am very tired. But I swept it all up. And then he comes in. He's like, I already did that. And I'm like, well, fucking clearly not.
Yeah, because I just did another round.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I thought I got it all. I mean, you probably fucking still wore the shoes inside, huh?
Yeah. Idiot. Oh, my God. Well,
so that was my morning.
Your morning sounds pretty rough. I hate those fucking mornings where all hell breaks loose.
All hell. Yeah.
Well, I have a similar goddamn. It didn't happen in the morning, but it happened right before we recorded.
Mm-hmm.
But you know those little moments in life of motherhood when you're like, you just feel inspired to be the fun mom.
Yeah.
And then instantly regret your decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you a little story. So before school this morning, or daycare or whatever, my youngest, he was like, Mom, if I'm a really good boy today and a good listener, can we go to 7-Eleven after school? And I pick out a candy. And I'm like, yeah, Mama's running low on hot Cheetos, so you know we can, babe. Right? So I'm like, yeah, of course, whatever. And he's going to be a good kid. He's a good kid, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking in my head, okay, we got to remember we got to go to 7-Eleven after when I go pick him up. Okay. And then also, like I said earlier, Lee is all into fucking Aztecs basketball games. So he had asked me, hey, because he normally picks up the youngest one. So he's like, hey, can you pick him up today so I can get home and watch the game? I was like, you got it, babe. Whatever. It's Friday. I'll do whatever you need. Going about my day, work is in fucking thing. It's super busy and I'm kind of stressed, right? But I'm like, oh, we're almost making it. It's fine. It's tolerable, whatever. It's kind of stressful, but I'm getting through it. And then my oldest one, he asked to get picked up early by his grandpa, and his grandpa's leaving. So I said, yeah, you can do that, whatever, this one time. So my youngest is home at like 2, or my oldest is home at like 2, and I still have a whole fucking work day. And he's just like asking me questions. Like, oh, is he machine fucking Minecraft? And I'm like, nah, man, I'm just trying to solve all of the world's problems right now. I'm stressed, man. You got to stop talking to me. And he's like, okay, anyway, blah, 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 blah. So my shit-o-meter is like reaching the tippy fucking top, right? And I'm like, fuck, I have to go do all this other shit. I'm so stressed, whatever. Then it's time to go, like, finally the end of the day hits and I'm like, ugh, like instantly relieved, right? Like, it's Friday, I'm gonna record with my bestie, I'm gonna go get my babies, we're gonna go to 7-Eleven, whatever. And I ask my oldest, I'm like, hey, do you want to come with me to go get your brother? And at first he was like, no, not really. And I'm like, fuck yeah, like I'm gonna jam out in the fucking car.
Yeah,
I haven't been left alone in forever, so this is like my little tiny little slice of heaven.
Yeah, a little tiny vacation.
Mm-hmm. And then I go to the bathroom real quick, and then when I come out, my son's there, and he's like, actually, I do want to go, can I come? And I'm like, sure, baby, let's go. And then I had that one little spark of energy of like, it's Friday, it's gonna be fun, whatever, we're gonna go to 7-Eleven, blah 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 blah. And Chip was by the door, and I was like, do you want to take Chip? And my oldest son was like, hell yeah. And I'm like, fuck yeah, Chip's coming with us. Because I just took her to the vet yesterday. She rides in the car great, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, that was a fucking farce because I get her in the car. Everything's going wonderfully, right? We're having a good time. I'm a little like, ooh, that was kind of a lot of work. Oh, fuck, I forgot we're supposed to go to 7-Eleven. That's going to be interesting, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I guess I'll just leave her in the car. It'll be fine. Blah.
Yeah, it's like 60 degrees outside. She'll be fine.
Oh, my God. Okay. And then everything was going okay. And we go and get my youngest. And then we're going to go to 7-Eleven. As soon as my youngest gets in the car, the energy shifts, you know?
Like, oh, no.
All of a sudden, they're fucking antsy as fuck. Chip is all over the goddamn place. She's in the front seat now. Oh. And I'm like, hey, man, you're supposed to get in the fucking back. But whatever. Yeah. She was chilling. And so I thought, okay, you know, hey, we're learning how she rides in the car. If the airbag goes off, I realize that her bones will, like, blow into her lungs or whatever. And that's not good. We don't want that. But we're not planning that. So I'm like, whatever. Let's just fucking risk it for the biscuit. Sit up front with me. This is cute. I got a dog right here. Yay. And then the two back there, my two kids, you know how they are. Like, it starts off okay, and then all of a sudden they're fucking being assholes to each other, and they're talking so much, and my oldest one won't stop asking me fucking questions, and there's so much shit going on. And then all of a sudden I hear this ding, 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 because motherfucker has a 70-pound dog in the front seat, doesn't have a seatbelt on. And I'm like, oh, fuck, that's crazy. I didn't even consider that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then the kids have, like, snacks or something, and they spill in, and it's fucking chaos, right?
Yeah.
And then I kept cracking the window so Chip could put her head out. And my oldest loves the windows open. My youngest hates it. So the youngest starts screaming. So then I'm like, okay, fuck it. We got to roll up the windows. And then the oldest one's like, I want the fucking window down for Chip. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, my God. You guys fucking pure chaos. Like, yeah. I'm at a 500 already from, like, stress of work and everything else. And I haven't had a fucking moment to myself in 300 years. What was I thinking? Like, why was this a good idea? I'm a fucking idiot. And I'm, like, secretly hoping, like, maybe they'll forget about 7-Eleven. And then in the back seat, the youngest one's like, I want a Slurpee. And I'm like, abso-fucking-lutely no. Nobody's getting any goddamn Slurpees. I'm X-naying the Slurpees. They get too amped on those things.
Yeah.
Right before bed, which is, like, right after school. So, fucking window thing, right? And every time, my oldest thinks it's really funny to push the button down and it cracks. And then the youngest one starts screaming bloody murder.
Oh, my God.
And now Chip's like, what the fuck's going on? And she's in the front seat and we're all going to fucking die. So, I lock the windows and I'm like, no more. And then my oldest one's asking me stupid fucking questions. I don't even know what it's about. Like literally, I can't even fucking remember that's how dumb they are. Usually he's very smart and asks very smart questions. But this one's like, he's just being a little shit.
Yeah, he's just talking to talk.
Yeah. And so I was like, hey, quiet time. Like, mom needs to focus and needs to be quiet. That didn't fucking work. Usually it works. And also, like I said, I'm at a 500, so I don't even realize it's not working. I just say my shit, and then I'm like, ah, keep us on the road, whatever. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, why am I so overstimulated? Oh, they're still fucking talking. Oh, my God. And they're like, right, mom? Right, mom? Right, mom? Right, mom? And that's, like, when I come to. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm going to kill us all. Like, I fucking left my body for a minute.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway. And then I'm, like, kind of giggling to myself because I'm like, this is totally going to be my goddamn. Because what the fuck was I thinking? I was so inspired for half a second. And I just, you know, the whole world went a different direction.
Mm-hmm. The world was like, you fucking thought.
Yeah. Idiot. Okay. So, we get to 7-Eleven. And I'm like, that's okay. This is going to go great. Right? Like, I'll just get them out really quick. We'll go to 7-Eleven, pick a candy, and come back in.
Hell yeah.
Open the door to my youngest and no fucking shoes on. And I'm like, okay, great. Of course. No socks either.
Yeah.
And so Chip immediately is like, fucking time to get out. And like barrels through. And I'm like, no, 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 no. And it's kind of a busy parking lot, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, babe, we're just going to put your shoes on real quick. We're not going to use socks. We're just going to go in there really quick. And he fucking hates it. I don't know.
Well, then this motherfucker shouldn't take off his socks and shoes.
Fucking preach, right?
This is a learning moment. Next time you'll get candy if you have shoes on.
I honestly should have taken it, but I pick and chose my battle in that moment. He fucking screams bloody murder. I'm shoving a dog back in. I'm kind of closing the door a little bit. I'm like, fucking fine. And then I put his socks on. He's still screaming the whole time. I'm like, if you want a candy, you got to put your goddamn shoes on. So I get his shoes on. I get the fucking dog shoved back. And there's my oldest still fucking buckled in the seat, just like watching the whole shit show. I'm like, motherfucker, run. Like, the dog is going to escape. So he gets out, whatever. And I'm like, go to the sidewalk. Hurry up, go to the sidewalk. My youngest is gone. And I'm like, I can't believe, like, I'm literally so gone in my own head that normally that would have freaked me out. But in that moment, I was just like, he's fine. He's fine. One crisis at a time.
Yeah. Anyways. I don't have time for that right now. I don't have time for a missing child.
No, I got to keep this dog in here. Okay, so then we go inside and we pick out candy and everything, and then we come back home, and everything's kind of okay. But, you know, when I get out of the car and the dog tumbles out and the kids and everything falls out, and Lee meets us at the door because it's Friday and he's so excited we're home and he's here to help us all. And he just takes one look at me and he's like, wasn't good. And I'm like, I don't fucking know what I was thinking. And then sucks. I got inside and I was like, I need 5 minutes. And he was like, go. And I just laid in the bed.
I mean, is that a quick way to get a vacation?
To say I need 5 minutes?
No, is that a quick way to get a vacation? Just be like, I'm going to take the dog out. It was a terrible idea.
Oh, like I did all that shit just to have a break?
Right. Yeah. For like next time, you know?
Yeah. Or I'll just be like, hey, I need a break before I do all that shit. I was so inspired, though. I thought it was going to be such a fun trip. We'll take the dog. The window will be down. Da, 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 da. We'll get a candy. Everything's going to be great. Nope.
Nope. The universe said no thank you.
Oh, my God. My kid said no thank you. oh my God, I had to ex-nay so many things too. I was like, fuck that. You can't have that. I was like in the worst mood, you know? Yeah. Normally it's like fun time to pick out candy. And I'm like, nope.
You get a fucking mini size.
You get one of those like Nico things, those Nico wafers.
Oh, those are terrible. I'm going to buy shitty candy just so you have a bad time.
I'm better now.
Well, that's good. Thank God. Oh, yeah. Man. That was Thank today? God. That was just before this?
Yeah.
God damn.
And then you're like, I'm on my way, right as I lay down. And I was like, okay, thank God.
You got 20 minutes.
Yeah. And then I had to come out and make the kids dinner, even though my husband's here, but he's watching the goddamn game.
Can't interrupt that.
I need something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have the podcast, but you're still working, you know?
Yeah. It's not... I just want to sit and watch
in his defense, he's still working too. All those superstitions.
Yeah, by like wearing the jersey. Yeah,
wore the jersey.
Can't make dinner because that's not one of them.
No.
You know?
That would fuck up the juju. To be fair, he did make the entire dinner. I just had to plate it up.
This son of a bitch making me serve my children.
I'm the worst. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, ready.
Are you ready for my murder case this week? I almost said today. Well, I guess it is today.
Yes, I am.
Right now.
Yeah, today is whenever. My kid got so mad at me because I was trying to explain today, tomorrow, and yesterday.
Yeah.
And he was like, but you don't make any sense. Like, that's actually fair.
Yeah, you're like, wow, I need to pop a gummy with this kid and have a deep, meaningful conversation about time.
Yeah. Well, I was like, tomorrow is when you wake up. But like, when you wake up, then it'll be today. And he was like, what?
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I'm explaining this wrong.
Sounded right to me. I was right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
But like, but that's tomorrow.
But that's not how kids get it. I don't know how to explain it to kids. I'm like, I could draw you a picture. Here's a calendar.
And so like, since we're here, it's today.
Yeah. Right now, what you're experiencing is today. What you will experience tomorrow is tomorrow, but it will feel like today.
And then you just bring it back tomorrow and you're like, here we are.
Yeah. And then when you remember this conversation, it'll be yesterday. It'll be from yesterday. And he's like, nope.
Oh, my God. I haven't had to explain that one.
It's hard. It's hard.
It sounds like it.
Because like, we keep telling, he like, we promise him stuff. And we're like, no, we said that it would be tomorrow. Mm. And he's like, well, when the fuck is that?
That's infinite. It's always going to be tomorrow.
Right? Poor guy.
I mean, he's got a solid point.
He does. But like, I try and explain it in sleeps. I've tried to, this kid's hung up on tomorrow and it's hard.
I think we're soul sisters, soul siblings.
Yeah, you and my kid?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so are you ready to hear my case this week?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you about, actually, before I even tell you the name, this might be one that you are already aware of because it's all over the fucking news.
Right now?
Right now.
Ooh.
I am one of those people who, surprisingly, shockingly, even though I have a fucking podcast about true crime, I'm usually the last to know about any of the big things happening.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so this is the case of Rosalio Gutierrez Jr.
Okay.
I'm sure I butchered the last name. So Rosalio was born on April 10th, 1980, and not much is really explained or anything about his childhood, but growing up, his friends always called him Junior or Poncho. That was like his nickname.
Mm-hmm.
And he was from Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Hmm.
And in his college years, he went to and graduated from the University of Wisconsin, Parkside, where he studied criminal justice and sociology.
Hmm, good for him.
All right. So I'm kind of jumping around here because, like I said, this is a newer case. So there's not a lot of, like, background information.
Okay.
We're hearing what, like, is actually unfolding.
Yeah.
So by 2020, he was a 40-year-old father of two who people described as a loving father and a great friend. In February of 2020, Rosalio met a woman by the name of Sadie Beecham, and the couple met online and they started to hit it off, and it didn't take long for them to form an in-person relationship.
Okay.
So Sadie was a mother of three, and she had recently broken off a long-term relationship with her ex-boyfriend and the father of her children, a man by the name of Zachariah Anderson.
Okay.
Are any of these names ringing bells?
Nope.
Okay. Oh, this is exciting.
Zachariah.
I know. Can I just call him Zach?
Yep.
Every time I had to write out, like, Zachariah and Rosalio. And, I mean, Rosalio isn't that.
Rosalio.
Rosalio. Okay. ex-boyfriend by the name of Zachariah Anderson, right?
Zach. Got it.
Zach. So now, from what I'm gathering here, Zachariah had been a controlling boyfriend to Sadie, and he wasn't particularly happy about the breakup.
Okay.
I don't know what caused it or anything like that, but...
Probably three kids.
Fucking
I'm kidding.
Right.
You're not the cause
fucking
of...
Fucking right.
You're not the cause of divorces. Just a lot of strain sometimes.
This is a lot more fun when they weren't here. You know what I mean? God, we are the worst moms.
I was
moms.
Just going to say, we're so bad. I know. I don't actually feel that way.
No, I love and adore my kids, but it's a pretty funny joke.
It is a pretty funny joke. And also, sometimes they're a lot. They're a fucking lot.
But also, right after this, I'm going to cut all their fucking faces so goddamn much and kiss them on the floor until they can't stand me anymore.
That's true. Actually, we got a date to play Mario as soon as I get home, so no big deal.
No big deal. Are they going to be awake? Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe it's going to be early tomorrow morning.
Maybe it will.
Yeah. You never know. Never know, because I have the same date. But it ain't going to happen tonight.
Right.
I felt like a dick, though, knowing that after I said, like, yeah. And I was like,
for sure. See you later. Fuck. And then he leave it on dad to put him to bed. And I'd be like, Mom, why?
I just went in there and they're not in bed yet. And I was like, oh, how's it going? And he's like, oh, it's good, whatever. Like, just trying to get these kids to bed. And I was like, yeah, you're probably going to have to lay in there for a little bit. Because normally I end up doing the whole bedtime thing. Mm-hmm. And once you get the younger one down, then the older one will go down, whatever, blah, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, they're in there playing Fortnite. And I'm like, oh. They're not, it's 9. They're not in bed. And he's like, I didn't realize it was 9. He's drunk.
Yeah, that's true. No, if it's so 9, they're my having kids a video are game. For sure in bed.
Yeah. They're having a video game night right now.
Fun.
So I might be playing Mario after this. Anyway, so they break up, right? Zachariah and Sadie. They're broken up. And Sadie and Rosalia are together now. Now, I don't have much information of the in-between times, but on May 18th and 19th of 2020... Mm-hmm. Co-workers start to become concerned because Rosalio doesn't show up for work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 2 days in a row that he's like a no-call, no-show.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
Two days.
Yeah. And his girlfriend, Sadie, she wasn't able to reach him either. So she's like, uh-oh, SpaghettiO, I'm going to go check on him.
Yeah.
So on May 19th.
How long have they been dating at this point?
February, March, April, May. So a couple months.
Okay.
May 18th, she decides to go check on him. And so she goes to his, I don't know if he lived in an apartment or a condo or whatever. Not that it really matters. But, okay, so she goes to his home. And when she gets there, she's immediately alarmed because the back patio door, which was a slider, the slider was open, but the screen was shut.
Oh.
And so she opens the screen door and she starts to walk inside and she notices a considerable amount of blood. And she's like, uh-oh, that's not good. Nope, 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 nope. And
oh,
so,
no.
Yeah. So she immediately calls the cops.
Yeah.
So the police come and they're talking to her. She is visibly shaken.
Yeah.
And while she's talking to the cops, she's like, I'm afraid that it was my ex-boyfriend, Zachariah. Like,
oh my God.
I need to go check on my babies. I'm scared. Yeah. So she leaves and the cops are like, don't worry, girl. We got this. Haven't even gotten inside yet.
They don't follow her or anything?
I guess not. Like, maybe they do, but her main mission was, like, I need to get to my kids.
Yeah.
So the police go inside, and they check the whole place out, right? And obviously there's a lot of blood. They notice that Rosalio's vehicles were parked in the driveway, and he was nowhere in the house.
Uh-oh.
The police were literally shocked at the amount of blood that was found.
Oh.
On the floor, there was a, I forget how they described it, but basically a puddle of blood, like, probably where... somebody lost most of their blood.
Oh, God.
And then, like, on the back of the couch, there was, like, streams of blood. There was blood on the ceilings, on the wall.
What?
Like, on the furniture. The furniture had been, like, tussled. Like, clearly there was a struggle. And also, he had an area rug in the living room, and that was missing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So it's clear that somebody got, like, gruesomely attacked in this home. And so the police actually speculate that based on the amount of blood that was there, that whoever's blood this was did not survive. Like, they are not alive.
Yeah.
So, spoiler alert, they eventually run DNA and it's Rosalio's blood.
Okay.
So when the police talked with Sadie and asked, like, who would want to harm Rosalio? Like, is there anybody you know of or whatever? She's like, yes, 100% Zachariah. Zachariah has been stalking me. there's something weird going on. Like, we broke up a couple months ago and he's not letting it go. There, I don't trust him kind of thing.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, exactly.
How fucking scary.
Terrifying. And she's got three kids with this guy. So, like, you've got to share parental rights and stuff, right? So police are like, okay, we're going to check out the Zachariah guy, right?
Yeah.
It only takes 3 days after Rosalio goes missing and the police arrest Zachariah. They're like, oh, this guy's questionable. They arrest him on stalking charges only because they discovered that he had put a GPS tracking device on Sadie's vehicle. And this tracker thing also had a voice-activated recording device. And so he was listening to Sadie and Rosalio's conversations when they were in the car.
And he
was tracking where they were going.
How fucking creepy.
Super fucking creepy. So weird.
Why does that technology exist to the average person?
That you can just acquire?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like he's for sure stalking Sadie.
He's
not
stalking. Yeah. Yeah, that's a solid stalking.
Yeah, I think, I want to say the police found it. Like, they investigated this stalking claim that she was giving and then they found it.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, I'm pretty sure he is. And then they found all this shit.
Oh my God. How fucking scary.
Yeah. So when they arrest him, they're able to obtain his phone data and they discover that Zachariah had actually been in the area of Rosalio's home around the same time that they speculate that this attack happened.
Mm.
Like, there is proof.
Yeah. Coming with receipts.
Mm-hmm. Additionally, the police discovered that Zachariah had directions to Rosalio's home saved on his phone, as well as a photo of Rosalio's auto registration.
Whoa.
That had been stolen out of his car the month prior.
Well, that's creepy.
That's super creepy, right? So the police searched Zachariah's van, and they discovered that it had smelled very heavily of bleach. Mm-hmm. So, if we're just not already ticking off the check marks here.
Everything.
And they also noticed in this van that there was a patch of carpet missing. Like, it had been cut away.
Mm-hmm.
They also discovered two cans of sardines under the front passenger seat.
Ew. Why?
I don't know. Okay, so all the articles kept mentioning these two cans of sardines, and I think it's really weird, and I don't understand. Like, was it opened?
Were they open? Was
so
it,
that
like,
it
to
stunk?
Mask smell?
But then
he was like, I don't want it to smell like bleach in here. I'd rather it smell like fucking fish.
Fish? I don't know. But none of the articles explained if they were opened. I just figured he was hungry and had his little like snack down there.
Yeah.
But why the fuck, other than it's like, who the fuck eats sardines in the car? I don't know what the sardines were for. But a couple articles mentioned it, so I figured I'd put it in there.
Listen, Brandon got real into eating sardine sandwiches lately. By lately, I mean like a couple years ago.
Like in your history?
In our history. Yeah, it wasn't that long ago. We have a shit ton of sardines left from it. So like...
Well, how do you make a sardine sandwich?
Just like a tuna sandwich, except it's sardines.
Do you mash it up like
with
the bones?
No, he doesn't. He didn't mash it up.
You just put it with mayo?
You just laid them fucking on there.
With mayo?
I don't fucking know. I never watched it. It grossed me out, and I never tried it.
Is it just salt and bread that he's eating? Because they're just really salty, right?
Yeah, they're just... Allegedly, it tastes like tuna. I refused to try it every time. He's like, you never tell the difference between a tuna sandwich
and
a sardine
sandwich. Do they have their heads and stuff? Like full sardines?
No, they didn't. No.
Oh,
I don't think. I don't fucking know. Mm. I didn't really look at them that closely. Because every time, I was like, you're fucking 600 years old. Like, why are you doing this?
I feel like I would really like a sardine if I just ate it, because I like everything that has sardines in it.
Yeah,
because it's just really salty.
It's just salty. I've heard that. I get it. But, like, I don't.
But the weird, the fact that they, like, sometimes still have their heads and you just eat the bones is kind of weird.
Yeah, you just crunch on the bones. I don't like that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I would try a bite, but I don't think I would want a sardine sandwich. I could be wrong.
It grosses me out. Like, too much in, I'm too mental about it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't do it.
Do you think?
I don't know why.
Do you like snail?
Yeah.
Does that gross you out?
If I think about it, it will gross me out.
Because snail, sure, whatever, ate it. It's okay. Like, I don't know why people fucking love it.
Oh, I don't love it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But, like, well, everybody's like, oh, my God, it's gonna go. I fucking love it. It's almost like how people are weirdly excited for, like, scallops.
Oh, I love scallops.
See, what is that?
Well, they're fucking delicious.
I guess. They're okay. They're not gross, but I'm never, like, craving a scallop. Do you, like, crave them?
Yeah, but, like, I get them, like, once a year.
I've probably had them, like, twice in my whole entire life because I'm like, I don't get it.
Oh, they're really good.
I know. And my brother says the same thing. Like, oh, let's get the scallops. And I'm like,
I think
why?
I have like a weird emotional attachment to it too, though. Because my mom fucking loved scallops.
Oh, okay.
So I think I'm like with that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it might be hard for me to separate.
Maybe. No, people
but
really
I do.
Like it.
They're so fucking good.
I see. I think it's like a texture thing for me with those. And same with snails. I'm like, it's just a weird texture.
Oh, the texture's never bothered me on those. The snails, they'll only bother me if my tongue hits the bumpy part.
Yeah, see, I don't need to eat that. Like, yeah. I don't get it.
I get it. I get it. I get why you don't get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. And even with shrimp, because I love shrimp, mm-hmm. but not all shrimp. Like, I like the dry shrimp that you dip in cocktail sauce. Delicious. Never wrong. But sometimes you can get a wrong shrimp in, like, a stir-fry shrimp scampi kind of thing, where it's too crunchy, and I'm like, what is that?
Yeah. Yeah, where they, like, didn't get the tail off all the way, or it's
not even that.
Like,
it's just, like,
parts.
It's, like, tough.
Hmm. Well, it's just cooked wrong.
Probably, but it's happened enough that I'm like, I like some shrimp, but not all shrimp.
That's fair. I don't like cocktail shrimp.
Oh, it's my favorite.
We are wildly off topic.
We are.
Let's circle back to our
Everyone's
cocktail
so
shrimp
creative.
Later. Everyone's so creative.
How did we get here?
I don't know.
Sometimes it's fun to figure out. Sardines. It's like sometimes that's fun to figure out.
It's like a little private investigation.
It is. It is. Okay, so they find two sardines under the van. I don't know why it's there.
Two sardine cans.
Cans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're open. I have no fucking idea, but they're there.
Okay. What if he didn't even know they were there? Like, he bought the van, and you know how, like, you buy a thing? I have a granola bar, like, shoved between the seats in the Jeep because yeah. it came with the car, and I was yeah. like, I can't fucking get it out either. So that's where that is.
If we ever get in a dire situation, I will figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. It's good for later. So what yeah. if what, that's one of those? Like, he didn't even know the sardines were there or whatever, and everyone's like, and there were two sardines.
And,
he's like,
and we're making
were?
A big deal out of it? No, wait. You'll see. You'll
oh.
see.
Oh,
so
there, no, really?
There is one more note about it. It's just not thrilling and exciting, so I don't understand why.
Okay.
Okay, so here we are.
Mm-hmm. They were like, and he ate sardine sandwiches. How gross is that?
Fucking motherfucker. Okay, so the police were able to take some swab samples inside of the van because they find some blood, and they find blood that is Rosalio's DNA. So
Fucking got him.
Hook, line, sinker,
yeah.
right?
Hook, line, sardiner.
That's right.
That's what the sardines were for. Now
oh,
I get it.
Oh, it's the bait?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was hook lined.
Oh.
He was the fish.
I get it.
But they caught.
Okay, so the police do a search of Zachariah's property because they're like, you did something.
Oh, this motherfucker has property?
No, he's got property. And they bring in a cadaver dog.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to locate Rosalio's remains because, remember, they're like, there's no way anybody survived this attack with losing that much blood, especially yeah. if he was transferred to a van and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And he's missing, so we're pretty sure we're on a homicide. So they go to Zachariah's property, and they find a large outdoor burn pit on the property.
Mm-hmm.
And when the police sift through the ashes, they discover that there are pieces of clothing, steel-toed boots, and a charred bottle of bleach. And the police are speculating that this could potentially have been the murder outfit that he wore when he did the murdering.
Uh-huh.
And they also bring the dogs to a second family property that belonged to Zachariah's family. It was like a tree farm or some shit. And the dogs hit on a burn pit on that property for, like, remains or, you know, death or something.
Man, for a minute there, I thought you were going to tell me Rosalia was alive.
I fucking wish. I wish that's how the story ended.
Your, like, tone was going that direction, and I was like, and then they found it.
And then, bam! No, yeah. And then the dogs hit on, you know, their cadaver dogs. It yeah. hits on the yeah. fucking fire pit.
Well, twist. In
yeah.
my head.
Yeah.
I was like, I was really rooting for him.
Okay, so when they go through the pit, what they end up finding is the remains of a shirt that matches the same pattern that Rosalie always seen wearing right before he went missing.
Oh, geez.
So his clothes.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all they really get, okay? Now, obviously, the police are onto something here. So they yeah. start to backtrack and map out Zachariah's steps the days leading up to Rosalie's disappearance.
Mm-hmm.
When they ask where he was that night that Rosalio goes missing, Zachariah was like, oh, I was hanging out with my girlfriend, my current girlfriend now.
Sadie?
No, that's his ex. Mm-hmm. So he got a new
I was wondering
new girl.
If in his head he was like, we were together the whole time.
Yeah, ooh, creepy. You know, maybe, who knows? They don't
Feels have... right?
Yeah. But the cops later discover that that's not actually the case. So I don't know if they like go talk to his current girlfriend and they're like, and she's like, well, not a solid alibi. That was fucking a lie. Or if, like you said, he's just fucking making it all up in his head. Yeah. He doesn't really have a girlfriend. So, but either way, they discover like, that's not a solid alibi, as it turns out.
Yeah.
They also discover on the night of the attack that Zachariah had conveniently turned his phone off. So
that he like never does, right?
Yeah, right. Like, oh, as soon as you got close to his house, suddenly your signal cut out. That's so weird. Fucking weird.
Yeah.
Would you care for a spot of tea? No.
Nah.
All right, then.
I'll take some of them biscuits, though.
Biscuits.
Biscuits. That's the most American way I could have said it. Get some of them biscuits.
Give me some of them biscuits.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so this motherfucker is turning off his phone.
Yeah, think he's being all sneaky and shit. But
thinks he's being sneaky. People really need to understand, like, you can't break fucking routines.
Nah, man. Honestly. You listen to this podcast long enough and you know that. Okay, so the following day of the attack, the police discovered that Zachariah had visited a local Walmart where security cameras actually captured him purchasing 2 cans of sardines.
What? Okay. So he did know they were there.
He did fucking know they were there.
He had intentions with these cans of sardines.
Like, maybe he was going to make a sardine sandwich. He's like, man, fucking murdering is hard. I'm hungry. He's Let's get sardines.
You know what's a real good snack on the go?
Sardines. I have fucking no idea what's up with these cans of sardines.
All right.
Other than now we know he purchased them.
And also, that must be his van. He was using the van at the time.
Yeah. You know, then he put his sardines under the goddamn... Why do you store them under the passenger seat, too?
Yeah, that's a weird...
Glove box? Center like console?
Slid there. You know, he put them in, like, the passenger floorboard and then fucking gunned it.
See, I'm imagining that they were purposely put there because it's bizarre. Like, unless they're opened and he was trying to hide it, but then fucking anybody's... Why would you want to make your car smell like fish?
Sardines? I don't know.
Is that the best thing to cover up a dead body smell?
I feel like you could go with, like, Febreze.
You could try. You know how it's like when somebody poos and they use so much and you're like, I know.
No, for sure. And you just smell like poop and oranges.
Yeah.
Like
fucking lilac shits.
Yeah.
Like it smells like shit and lilacs, like fake lilacs.
Yeah. Yeah. Like too much lilacs.
Yeah.
But like bleach it first and then, you know, cover the bleach with the.
Oh, well, he does buy bleach. So he ends up buying the 2 cans of sardines, 2 boxes of latex gloves and 2 containers of bleach. Nope. Just no. 2 containers of bleach. That's a lot of motherfucking bleach.
Two and two. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, then he buys shampoo and he pays for it with cash. So the perfect crime committing kit snack.
And also shampoo. Why is the shampoo?
I don't know. Maybe to wash himself up. I seriously think he just baked in his fucking like
laundry
to-do
list. Yeah, his like, fucking grocery list too. He's like, oh man, you know what? We're out of shampoo.
If I don't come back with shampoo, they're going to be so mad.
Just open that shit in the back. It smells so good.
Somewhat.
Herbal essences.
Oh, yeah. He could have fucking stood in that aisle forever smelling every goddamn bottle. Like, which one do I want?
Yeah, right?
Do I want roses? Nope.
He's like, now I'm just fucking buying time because I don't want to go do this.
And then he's like, well, I really, really like the smell of hydrangeas, but I don't have dry hair.
Also, I skipped lunch.
I'm hungry. Fuck and tuna. I want sardines.
What do they have at Walmart but sardines?
Oh, my God. I don't know. It's so weird. But anyway... So they see him on, like, the day after the murder doing this shit.
That's weird.
Yeah, buying his, like, cleaning kit.
Yeah, I guess it's a cleaning kit.
I don't know what's up with the latex gloves, though.
Well, you don't want to.
Like, 2 boxes? Oh, what if it came in a pack of 2? That's a very misleading article.
That is very misleading.
I don't really know how that all works out. Maybe he's like, I'm going to need a shit ton of gloves.
They could have just been like, and then he bought 250 pairs of gloves.
Like, Jesus, you maniac. It's like, they only come in 250 pairs. I just needed one. I'm not as weird
Did
as you think.
Did he clean the store out? No.
He bought 1 fucking box. Oh, my God. Anyway, so they also discover that Zachariah had withdrew thousands of dollars in cash. And it was, like, basically... what they're speculating to be his escape fund.
Mm-hmm. This motherfucker had property and he was willing to risk it all.
This motherfucker is not smart, it sounds like. A little hot-headed, you know?
I guess. aren't all Zacks.
Seriously. Oh, God. Okay, so by December of 2020, the police, which is only, you know, May to December, the police felt that they had enough evidence against Zachariah for the murder of Rosalio, and he was charged with first-degree intentional homicide, hiding a corpse, and stalking. He was already in custody for the stalking charges, just so you know.
Yeah, he's still in custody for that.
Yeah. Like, you can't do that. He was busted for that for sure.
Yeah.
And they were like, also, you stalked this other person, and you killed him, and then you hid his body.
Wow. Did they find his body?
Well, I'm going to tell you. Oh, so, okay. On March 14th, 2022, so 2 years after his official charge, a jury was selected for the trial and witness testimonies were to begin. However, before the trial could kick off, the defense accused the DA, and his name is Michael Gravely.
Are you sure it's not Michael Gravelli?
It is. Do you know who that is?
No, I have no idea. I was just talking shit. I didn't think it would be real.
Gravelli. It might be.
Gravely? Gravelli?
It's like grave.
L-Y? L-I.
L-E-Y. Gravelay.
Gravelay.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, you said it so confidently. But he accused the DA of not turning over a statement of one of the witnesses to the defense team. Mm-hmm. And the judge declared a motherfucking mistrial. Yeah.
What?
So Rosalio's mother had temporarily relocated from Colorado to Wisconsin to be there for her son's murder trial. She doesn't have a body or anything. He's missing. She fucking moved there temporarily to deal with this. And because the DA didn't turn over witness testimony to the defense, mistrial.
What?
Yes.
Would it have fucking changed the outcome?
I don't know. I guess so, because it was a mistrial.
Oh, my God.
So they go back to trial. Don't worry. And it's happening now, it just happened. It's finally over. So you get a little resolution here.
Okay.
A little. Because this all kicked off on March 13th, 2023. So, like, a week and a half ago. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's fucking March 24th right now. Mm-hmm. So Zachariah's trial begins, and he pled not guilty to all of the charges. In opening statements, the prosecution portrayed Zachariah as a jealous ex-boyfriend who was stalking his ex, Sadie, and was so jealous of their new relationship between her and Rosalio that he needed to take Rosalia out of the picture and murder him.
Jesus.
They claim that Zachariah had stalked Rosalio, entered his home, and attacked him and killed him using blunt force trauma. Mm-hmm. He then used the area rug to wrap up his body and put the remains in his van where he drove to an undisclosed location and disposed of the body.
Yeah.
The defense argues that Zachariah didn't murder Rosalio and that once the police zeroed in on him, that they didn't look any further at any other viable suspects. So they're like, eh, you're just picking him because he's an easy target.
Well, I think also because of like the DNA and stuff.
Yeah, questions. What about all that blood back there? Bro, what about the sardines, ma'am?
What about the sardines? What about the fucking shirt in the burn pit? Like, there's no chance that that would ever be on his property, ever. There's no chance that his blood would ever be in his van, ever.
Yeah, and I couldn't find the article again, so at first I didn't mention it, but now I'm going to tell you. I think a witness or the police or someone had said that he was standing by the burn pit as it was burning.
Like placing him there, like it wasn't his brother.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I don't know if that's when, like, the police came or if we're saying, like, oh, neighbors saw him burning a big old fire and then they went and checked out the fire pit and found that shit. Hmm. But, like, you know, we have some questions.
Yeah, So he's just like, ah, I didn't do that shit. Did he have any explanations for those things?
Well, he didn't take the stand at all, just for the record.
Smart.
Yeah, fucking really smart in this case. The defense further argues that there is no body or evidence of remains, so it's possible that Rosalio hadn't been murdered and that he's still alive and that he had run away or some shit. Mm-hmm. So when this happens in the courtroom, Rosalio's family literally made, like, audible grumbles and got, like, fuck off.
Yeah.
You know, like, his apartment's covered in blood. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah,
like,
he didn't run away.
Literally grasping at straws and you're insulting people. Like, fucking chill. Okay. So the defense also says that it's possible that Zachariah's ex, Sadie, is framing him for a murder he didn't commit.
Okay.
Sure, except for all that evidence.
Yeah.
Then on March 15th, Zachariah's 15-year-old daughter took the stand, and she testified that her father had asked her to spy on her mother, and, you know, Sadie, and record every single time that her mother got upset.
What?
I don't know. Weird, right?
Yeah.
She also testified that her father was constantly talking about Rosalio, and that right before his disappearance, Zachariah had taken his daughter with him to go spy on Rosalio and her mother.
What?
And that he drove them to Sadie's house, and they spied at the couple through a window, like spied on them through a window.
Uh-huh.
Her dad also rummaged through his truck and took the photos of the registration and of his license plate with his daughter right there. He then rang the doorbell and ran away, like doorbell ditched them. Like, what the fuck?
What?
This motherfucker would eat sardines out of a can.
He for sure would. Also, your daughter's 14. Like, yeah. That's a whole ass person.
Well, and at the time, so this is 2-3 years later, right? So she was like 11, 12 at the time.
Still, that's a whole person.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
With, like,
she's younger. That's so sad. Like, don't tell her all that
really
stuff.
It's really sad. It's really sad. But I'm like, that's a witness to a crime that you're doing. Like, you're bringing your daughter into this fucking crazy.
Yeah. He's a dick.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Yeah, super.
Is he the guy that does that,
yes, that's that the next this? Part. That's the next part. Okay.
I saw that TikTok and I was like, ew. And then I thought it was a cult thing, like a,
no,
you know, multiple wives thing, because that's the kind of vibe he gave.
Okay.
And then I left.
So that is literally my next bullet. So during his daughter's testimony, Zachariah motioned to his daughter to keep quiet while she's on the stand.
Yeah.
And he's in the courtroom and he, like, pinched his lips together with his fingers, like, hush. Like, keep quiet. And everyone could see him. And so now if you go on the internet, there's pictures of him all over the place doing this little, like, pinching his lips. Like,
yeah, it was
don't
so
talk.
Creepy.
And
my
also,
favorite TikTok comment, though, was, like, what lips was he trying to pinch? And then I went back and I was like, oh, he doesn't have any.
They're, like, super thin.
This thin lip having motherfucker.
Hey, I have thin lips.
I mean, so do I. But I also wouldn't try and pinch him so my kids don't talk.
Okay, the prosecution actually, like, accuses him of sign languaging to other people on the stand, and particularly his daughter.
Yeah.
And stuff through the whole trial. So basically, he was not a star client.
He should not have been allowed in that courtroom.
No. Yeah.
When she's testifying.
How scary for her to have to go against her dad.
That's
and her
dad.
And her dad's doing that shit.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No.
Like, yeah, I'm scared of my dad still, and he was the kindest person ever.
No, I wouldn't say a fucking word.
No. Yeah. And that's what he was fucking signaling to her. And she stood up there bravely and said that shit.
Good for her.
Like, told the truth. Exactly. So basically, the whole trial was a shit show because the defense also suggested that perhaps Zachariah had hired a third party to kill Rosalio, but, like, he didn't do the murdering, but maybe he hired somebody else to do the murdering. This is his defense saying this. Like, this is what they're saying is, like, a possibility, but he didn't do the murdering, so.
They're just trying to plant that seed of doubt or whatever.
Exactly. So this roundabout statement almost caused the trial to end in a mistrial again.
Oh my God.
Because of the Denny Law, which states that if the defense blames a third party, that they have to have evidence to prove that a third party even exists. And because they didn't do that, because they didn't prove, they don't have any evidence to say that there was a third party. So far, all the evidence only says Zachariah.
Yeah.
So because they did this, they had to put the case on hold. And they had to get, like, the defense and the prosecution together and be like, hey, are we okay with going forward with this trial with that being said? Or, like, what are we going to do? Like, is this going to be a mistrial? But nobody wanted another mistrial, so they agreed to let it go forward. But the defense had to step in and address the jury and tell them to basically strike that comment out,
like,
or that whole story.
We didn't actually know that there might be another person.
Yeah, which in one side is like, oh, I hate when they say that because, like, I'm a human. I'm always going to remember that. But and I was on a jury trial, too, where they did that to us. Like, hey, you can't consider this part. And the judge had to stop everything and explain it to us in easier terms. You know, like, hey, just so you know, this is what you can no longer consider. And in that jury room, those people were still considering it, and it took a couple of us to be like, hey man, you can't base it off of that, so take that out. Do you still believe that, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah. So, like, I kind of hate that, but also how fucking embarrassing for the defense to have to go up there and be like, I fucking lied to you.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah. So they agree if they go up there and they're like, don't listen to that shit I said, so disregard that suggestion. Now, after 10 hours of deliberation, the jury found Zachariah Anderson guilty of all counts on March 22nd, So that was just this fucking week.
Holy shit.
That was on Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
Or something. I don't know. Maybe it was Wednesday. I don't fucking know my days.
I don't know what day it is.
But he is 42, just so you know, because I never mentioned his age. So he's 42 years old. During the trial, Rosalio's family all wore Chicago Cubs gear, which was his favorite team.
Aww.
And to date, Rosalio's body has not been found. And his family members are asking anyone with any kind of information that may lead to the discovery of any kind of remains to please step forward and bring their family closure.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know. It's so sad. God, can you fucking believe that? Just a jealous guy.
That's so terrible.
Just a jealous guy with a man bun.
Ew.
I don't think he had a man bun at the time of the murder, but he certainly has one now in all the pictures.
Ew.
And he wears it like...
back?
Yeah. Like you, if you couldn't put your head back if you laid down. That's where the bun goes.
I don't remember what he looked like other than I thought he was a cult person.
Well, he might have been. Those poor girls.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know how, like, what the gender of his children were, other than he had one 15-year-old daughter.
Yeah. Well, his poor fucking kids.
I know.
And
Sadie. Poor Sadie. Oh, my God. She's just trying to move on and live her best fucking life. You know when we're always like, just get out, just get out.
She tried.
Yeah. I know. It's so sad. I mean, good for her that she's okay, but, like, fuck, man, you just fucked up somebody's you fucked up so many people's lives by doing that shit.
Yeah.
And, oh, I forgot to say this, but the little girl had said that my dad kept saying, like, I'm going to, like, right before all this, like, I'm going to show him who's the man. I'm going to show him who the man is. Yeah. Yeah.
What in what world does it fucking matter?
I don't know, but I'm gathering from what I didn't read anything, so this is all just my fucking opinion, but like I'm thinking he was pretty fucking controlling, and then when she left him, he didn't like that.
Yeah.
And so he was trying to like show her still, like, that "Hey man, I'm still fucking here. And it's you can't have him." And he was just a nice guy.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
So if you guys know anything, see something, say something.
See something, say something. Find a body, tell us. Not us. Tell somebody else.
Yeah.
Tell
somebody who knows what to do with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so on that note, if you guys want to check out pictures pertaining to this case, like the one where homie is pinching his fucking thin ass lips together, you should go to our social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. Our handle is at ISGD Podcast. If you want to email us, you should do that at isgdpodcast@gmail.com, or you can snail mail us at
P.O. Box 2764, Spring Valley, California, 91979.
And you guys should please subscribe, rate, and review us so that we read every single one of your fucking comments, and we get super excited. We screenshot them. And even on Facebook or on social media or something, like, holla at us. We get super excited to see that.
That's true.
And I feel like we haven't been saying that enough lately.
You're right.
I feel like we just kind of got lost in life. But, like, we miss you. I love you. Where are you? Tell me that you're here.
Hello?
The numbers say you're listening.
Yeah, reach out. We got nothing better to do. Make our day.
Yeah, fucking help. Please help. For the love of all things, holy help.
So we don't go Britney.
Bye, guys.
Bye.